was in the water, right, just about 30, 40 yards out, and I could see he was with somebody in the water, and I was actually in my clothes. I was telling him, I knew something was going down, and I ran, went up to about here, and I thought, there's no way in hell, I need to be in my wetsuit.
Yeah.
So I ran back, calling 911, and about the same time, Benji was getting to him at that point. I got back to my car, I got on my wetsuit, and then I just swam out, and those guys...
Without a board.
Without a board, because I just knew they needed help.
Yeah.
So by that time, they had washed out halfway out, you know, and when I got to him, amazingly, they had him up on his surfboard.
Yeah, they said he was a big guy.
He's a big guy. And we did CPR on him for probably a goddamn fucking half an hour on, I mean, as much as we could on a fucking surfboard, you know.
You guys were positioned on the side of the surfboard in the water and attempting to do chest.
Get up on the board and we would push down on him as hard as we could. And Benji was doing mouth to mouth.
Yeah. And it sounded like you saw an abrasion on his head.
He probably got hit by a surfboard.
Okay.
You know. That's it, man.
Yeah. I know.
So what were you doing around here? You were just taking.
I was going surfing. I was going to go surfing.
Yeah.
So you came up because you had to go back to get your wetsuit.
I had just pulled up. I saw Benji running, kind of like putting his surfboard down. I saw, Robbie was in the water with another body, you know, and I knew shit was going down. And I don't think Benji exactly knew what was happening. I didn't exactly know what was happening. Like I said, I ran to the water, knowing that probably something was happening. And then, like I say, I was in clothes, so I needed to be in my wetsuit. So I ran back, and there was nobody here. I mean, I was like, fuck, 911 needs to get started.
Yeah.
You know? And so I called 911, got in my wetsuit as I'm talking to 911, ran back out and helped him.
About, if you estimate how far out they were when you started swimming.
I ran out on the jetty, actually, halfway out on the jetty, and I jumped off on the rocks to meet up with them, because at that point they had pulled him farther out into the channel, because you can't get in. There's insane currents here, so... We all knew we needed to get out, actually, not come in. You can't get a guy that big and all that stuff with this, what's happening now. So we paddled him actually farther out into the, you know, and just fucking waited, like I said, and did CPR on the guy. I mean,
yeah.
And we're not the fucking heroes, dude.
So how did you feel when you originally saw Benji running out there, and then you went out there, and then you're like, you need to get your wetsuit? Did you feel like you were wasting time? Did you like have those thoughts of just running back in?
No, I mean, what do you do? Number one, 911 had to be called, you know? I mean, if I didn't call 911, we'd still be fucking out there and nobody would have any idea.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like I say, there was nobody here except Benji, me, and Robbie. That was it. And, you know, like I said, even if guys came, like, and we were out there, you know, you just see us out there and like, oh, what are those guys doing? Oh, they're surfing, whatever, you know, a couple guys fucking around a surfboard, you know. and like I say, I mean, I've surfed, you know, we have all surfed here for 30 years, each one of us. And we know this place. We know, like, I know if I went to just where he is, you know, in clothes, I'd be a part of the problem all of a sudden. And I'm glad I helped. I mean, those two guys, it took three of us to, you know. So
what did, when the Coast Guard boat got to you, what did they say?
We didn't talk. I mean, we just fucking... Let's do it. You know, they knew. They said, what's the problem? We said CPR, and they know.
Yeah.
They pulled up next to us. We got the board up, and they just yanked them up. I mean, we're lucky we didn't lose them. You know what I mean? Like, getting them on the boat. Like, and they just got them, and we said, go.
You say you surfed with Dave a lot. He's an experienced surfer.
We all know everybody.
He's good in the water.
He's a great surfer. We don't call him Big Wave Dave for nothing. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Where's he from?
I've known Dave, I don't know how long, but he's probably been here 20 years, 15, 20, you know?
Yeah. About how old is he?
He's an older guy, okay. Like 60-something,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. He's a retired older guy but he knows.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not rookie, you know?
Jim, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank
you guys. Let us know what's going on. Yeah.